Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
Allie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are you wearing a striped shirt and jeans barefoot?
Me too.
Oh my god, we both are wearing striped jeans and barefoot. What the fuck?
I'm telling you that in some states we're legally married.
I did not notice that until you just pointed it out.
Hey. We're both drinking big mugs of tea.
It's true.
It's 11 a.m. on a Thursday.
We both have watches.
We both have watches on. Do you know what this Thursday is?
What?
Do you know what this Thursday in April is?
What?
National High Five Day.
Shut your mouth. Let's microphone our high five right now.
High five. Good job.
All right. Hey, it's Slumber Party.
That was actually just my ass
slapping. There's only one person here. It's just this whole time, Allie and Georgia has just been Allie having a mental breakdown for 4 years.
I'm wearing striped shirt on my legs and jeans on my hands. So it's National High Five Day. You know why?
Well, let's talk about high fives. When do you think they were invented?
They were invented in the 60s by a baseball player. Sorry, I already know all this.
I'm gonna go. Is that what you learned?
I thought they were invented by like pirates.
Well, this is what you learned. Let's tell everyone about it.
You thought they were invented by pirates. I thought they had been around since like Viking shit.
Well, tell us the story because it's cool.
It's like the 60s. Some guy on the Doyers. Our home team, Dodgers. Which may have been in Brooklyn at that point. I don't know. No, Los Angeles, Dodgers Stadium in October 2nd, 1977. This is the conventional wisdom that this guy, Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke, high-fived because someone made like some craziest like 30th home run. Everyone was stoked. Someone like just put his hand in the air and then the other guy's like, Baker, not knowing what to do, just smacked it. And then they're like, holy shit, we invented the high five. But then Magic Johnson is like, nope, I invented that. And other people say it started in the 1960s in women's volleyball. But the point is, holy shit, high fives are like newer than computers.
It seems like such an obvious gesture. It's like kissing. Like kissing wasn't around till pretty recently.
Was it?
In history. Yeah, mouth to mouth situations didn't happen until recently. Like,
are you just talking about your own life? You finally got smooched.
I finally got kissed, Allie.
I'm sorry that was something that everybody knew. I just found that out right now.
Is it? I don't know. Let us know.
High fives, 1960s.
Tweet at us.
I think it's interesting.
I do too.
What did you learn?
Okay.
This is what happens when I stray from, like, there's a wasp that lives in...
Anyway. I feel like I shit all over you to learn. Because, like, I didn't know that that's where you were going. I thought, like, you were, like,
good.
Asking me.
Remember the time when I guessed what was buried in a New Mexico garbage dump?
Yes, that was on Giada's episode.
Yeah, it was.
Live episode. Okay, then I don't feel as bad.
Continue.
There's a book. It's called Malformed.
Okay, oh.
It's by Adam Voorhees and Alex Hannaford. And I want it. I just learned this yesterday and I want it so bad.
You want this book?
Yes. I learned that there's a book called Malformed. And what's the thing when they put it afterwards? The subtext? What's the Malformed?
The parenthetical title.
Yes.
Wait, subtitle. Is it a subtitle?
Subtitle. Malformed. Brains from the Texas State Mental Hospital.
Oh, shit.
And so I guess a collection of approximately 100 brains were preserved in jars of formaldehyde, and many of them malformed or otherwise abnormal in some fashion. And then they were found in 2011, and this photographer guy and his partner dude just photographed them and tried to, like, track down their stories. And it's just, like, beautiful photos of fucking...
Are there, like three temporal lobes, and then they just go and interview someone and be like, what was this jerk like? And they're like, oh, he was crazy.
Yeah, but I think they actually tried to, like, track down the people whose names were on the jars.
Right.
The jars were from, like, the 60s and 50s, I think.
But so they were like, oh, this lady Bonnie, this is her crazy-ass brain.
Yeah, that has, like, they're like, why is his brain like this? And it's in a mental hospital, so they're all, like, screwed up.
So what did they find out?
I don't know. That's why I have to get the book.
You haven't gotten it yet? Where did you, no. from whence heard you this book?
I saw it in a magazine and I was like, that needs to be a thing that I own. And then everyone who comes over and sees it thinks I'm a fucking creep and disgusting. Like I have so many books that if people saw them would think I was a psychopath. Like the vintage car accidents.
That scenes. One's a dope book. It's I've a dope leafed book. Through that in horror.
It's called Car Crashes and Other Sad Stories. And it's a beautiful, huge photograph book, coffee table book of just vintage car accidents.
I feel like if you looked at a bunch of car accident photos of like minivans and pickups, it'd be sad. But for some reason, it's like, hauga.
It's poetic.
It's like a Model T.
And then they were like on these country roads that turned out to be just like Orange County before Orange County was Orange County.
And the ambulance was like a horse. It would have taken so long. And so then there's like a man, such a dapper corpse in the corner.
The corpses are like well-dressed. And then you're like, well, of course you died. There's no seatbelts.
Yeah. Or ambulances or helicopters or antibiotics.
And they're all made. Yeah, right. And they're all made of like aluminum foil, the cars. Of course they smash upon impact. And then I guess the whole thing is this photographer who had a radio scanner in the, in that time and would like just be like, here I go. Yeah.
They had radios?
Police scanner.
They had police scanners?
I think it's like the 40s and 50s. So yeah. Okay.
Have you ever listened to a police scanner?
No.
You would love it. I need to not get you good? On this tip.
There's a Twitter called LA Police Scanner.
Oh, the LA Police Scanner, there's a website where they put really trippy, mellow electronic music behind the LA Police Scanner.
No.
Have you not heard this?
No.
And then you hear like, we've got a suspect.
And you have to look up the numbers to be like, what is a 51?
Yeah, I know, but it's really trippy. I can't remember. Let's ask Dustin. Dustin, do you remember what the name of that website is? It might just be Police Scanner. Anyway, LA incredible. Has one, and it's so mellow, and it sounds so trippy, but it's live. But my family, they were all crime journalists, so they all had like scanners.
Did you ever tell the story of your dad busting up a kidnapping?
Oh yeah, my
Can
dad told
that
that's story.
My favorite story.
My dad told. This is a good thing I learned because I went home for Easter and then started talking to my dad and my sister about their crime reporting days. And my mom went out to go steal daffodils from the neighbor's yard with the kids while me and my sister and dad just like sat there and talked about death forever. And I was like, why is Georgia not here just soaking this
up? You should have just put me on the phone.
Just put you on speaker. Mm-hmm. My dad saw some crazy ass shit. But once there was a missing girl who was like 5 and her mom had gotten hella drunk in Sacramento. Her car ran out of gas. The girl was in the back. And so she just parked her car on the side of the freeway and was like, I'm just going to walk.
Leaving her kid in the car.
Right. And so she drunkenly wound up somewhere like hitchhiked or something. And then she had no idea where she left the car or where the kid was.
Oh my God.
And so my dad was hearing all this on the police scanner on his way to work as a news reporter. And he's like, I'm going to go check up this freeway. Maybe she went up the 5, like toward the airport or something. And so like my dad's driving around, sees a car parked like barely on the shoulder. It was like kind of like you could have easily smacked into it. And he's like, okay, that matches the description. So here's the car. So my dad parks and gets out and looks in the window. And then these big giant eyes stare back at him and the girl's in the back seat. And my dad's like, my dad is in an official looking reporter's car. And he's like, it was freezing. And so he's like, are you lost? She's like, yes. And are you this girl? And he's like, yeah. She's like, yes. And then he tried to get her out, but she's like, I can't. I wet my pants. Aww. And then, but my dad took her and put her in the car and turned on the heater and then was like, okay, I get the girl. And everyone's like, whatever you do, don't touch her or else you're going to be like a suspect.
What?
But my dad's like, ugh.
There's no suspect, but the fucking idiot mom who left her in the idiot car.
Yeah. So then the police came and took her away. So he kind of found this kid.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't too crazy. But he also told me the story of once there was a floating corpse in a pond and the coroner's shift ended at 7 a.m., the night shift. And it was like 6:45 and they're like, we got to get this dead body out of the pond. But if we go by proper methods, it's going to take hours and we're going to go overtime. So there was a fisherman on the side of the pond and they're like, dude, can I borrow your rod? They cast it, hooked the guy's clothes, reeled the corpse in, and had him in the van before 7.
No.
And they're like, they looked at my dad like, don't fucking tell anyone we did that.
Well, who was the body?
I don't know. Some Joe just fell in a pond.
Okay, then who cares? Like, if there's like evidence that he was murdered, then
well, I don't like... know. I mean, either way, they had to get him out of the middle of the pond. Any hoozle.
Well,
what else did you learn?
Stories.
Sorry, was that gross?
No, I love shit like that.
Yeah, my dad and my sister are both crime reporters, though, and they both... My sister has like major PTSD from it.
I was talking to a friend recently whose mom is now a police scanner, or a, what's it called when you call 911?
Dispatcher.
And she, in the same night, she had a guy who was bleeding from his penis and a woman who was bleeding from her vagina. Not period-wise. In the same night. And my friend was telling me this, and I'm like, is it legal for you to be telling me this? And so now I'm telling it on the podcast, but I'm not saying who it is, so she won't get in trouble.
I think if you could hear it on the EMT scanner or police scanner, it might be legal.
You know, those are public records. Like, you can, like, so when a celebrity calls, which I think is such bullshit, those should be private.
I know.
It's a total HIPAA violation. Am I wrong?
I don't know. Yeah, but you always hear that. It's like, you know, whenever Charlie Sheen is like,
Demi Moore had a pretty good one.
What was
a couple
hers?
Years ago? I don't know. Like, her, I think she was losing her mind, and like her friends called.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, is this post Ashton?
Yeah, I try not to. I really think it's such a huge violation of privacy that we can just listen to those. So I try not to.
I know everything, but everything's up for grabs these days.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. What else did you learn this week?
Oh,
I'm not, by the way, when I say everything's up for grabs, I don't mean it's okay. I just mean that we're all fucked.
Right. Everything's fucked. Hardcore. What did I learn? I don't know. What did you learn?
I learned some cool stuff. Other than my high fives, which was...
It's super cool.
Kind of dumb.
Someone out there is losing their mind because they didn't know.
Kind of dumb, guys. Awesome. I just thought they were so much older than that. I also learned this cool trick of how to point at people at a party.
Oh, how?
Did I show you this trick?
Let's see.
Okay. So let's say that you're like, that guy bled from his penis, but you want to indicate it to a guy maybe like at 3 o'clock on the clock.
Yeah.
You want to point and say, that's Brent. He bled from his penis.
Yeah.
But you don't want to point at him. So instead, you do this trick with your friends where you point at your friend, but your thumb points at Brent. And so you're saying, hey, man.
That's
and so if you need
brilliant.
To... If you need to point at someone, you point with your thumb, like you make a gun,
that's
you know?
That's brilliant.
And use your thumb as the indicator. And that is how you say, that is a girl who just
that's
was
great.
Nominated to be a Nobel Prize winner. That we can't say that.
I could point at her and say that.
You know, I'm trying to think of something other than gossip.
Bleeding out of your vagina. Is that gossip or is that fact? I don't even know.
I bleed out of my vagina all the time.
All the time. All the time. Vince does a really good thing when he wants to talk shit about someone. He'll point at a thing and like start talking shit about the thing that he's talking about.
Really?
But he's like pointing at it as in like earnestly. Like he's really pointing out this thing and telling me about this thing.
So he's pointing at a coaster and being like, it was a terrible breakup. And in fact, he fucked her sister.
Yeah. So this guy walking in the bar right now, like, but he's like pointing at his beer. Like it looks like he's passionately talking and animatedly talking about his beer. So he doesn't have to lower his voice, but he's really just telling me about some dude.
You know what? That is fundamental to magic, is the distraction.
Oh, I just went to Magic Castle.
Oh, tell me about Magic Castle.
Oh,
tell me one thing you learned about Magic Castle.
Ugh. Okay, so you guys know what Magic Castle is. It's like this place in LA that it's like Soho House for magicians. Like you can't get in there unless you're a magician and people can bring you. It's like black tie. It's like really nice. And so I finally went.
And the interior, I've been there before. It smells like gravy and it looks like a cruise ship, right?
Yeah, it looks like a Disney cruise ship that's like magic themed.
Right.
It does smell like gravy, you're right.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah.
So much beef gravy in there.
I learned that I...
Do you like magic?
I love magic.
Okay.
You know that I love magic. It was just kind of corny, a lot of it. I learned that the best magicians don't... It doesn't even matter how good their magic is. They're just good performers.
Because they have chutzpah?
Because they have that certain something. There was one guy who was incredible, but his magic wasn't even that great, but I didn't care. He was just such a good...
Was he magnetic and a sociopath?
Yeah, you know who he looked like? He looked like Jeff Bryan Davis from Hermantown.
Okay, oh, so he was... So what you're saying is he was handsome. So he was easy on the eyes.
He looked like a cross between him and Perry Farrell, so I was like a little bit like, oh, you're hot.
So he was like a pointy-nosed... high cheekboned.
Yeah.
You liked his cheekbones. You hated
his
magic.
He was hot, and he kind of looked... He had like a Crispin Glover... like air about him.
Okay, so he was a slender creep.
Yeah,
and you were mesmerized.
And his magic was cool. His magic was cool, but it wasn't like the best. But he was just such a good performer.
He's like, well, I watch this. I can make myself bleed from my penis. That's a cool trick, bro. That's so pretty.
What'd you learn?
Okay, I learned another cool thing about some stuff. And
tell me when to tell the nose boner story.
Oh, I want to hear the nose boner story. I learned a little something about my buddy J.P. Morgan.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know anything about J.P. Morgan?
He was like in charge of New York in the early end of the 1800s, early 1900s.
Hella rich dude.
Right?
He helped. J.P. Morgan was like a very wealthy, like, financier. And he, like, was in charge
Pierpont.
Of the...
Wasn't it James Pierpont Morgan?
I think John de Pierpont.
John de Pierpont Morgan.
Morgan.
I'm reading a lot of books that take place in the turn of the century, New York City, and so he gets brought up a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they talk about his vestments or garments? I feel like I want to hear a lot about their garments.
I bet they're incredible.
Did he wear spats on his shoes?
Probably.
What was their breath like back then?
Oh, my God.
What do you think J.P. Morgan's breath was like? Let's talk about it.
Probably smelled like whiskey and wealth.
Yeah, I bet it smelled like cigars and gravy also.
They smoked so much.
They smoked so much stuff.
Okay.
I mean, how did they... Like, we recently went to Musso and Frank's, you and I, for dinner.
Yeah.
And they said that the walls are never going to be redone because that's Cary Grant's cigarette smoke that's staining them. And you're like, oh, that's so weird. You guys used to smoke in here. I was like, that's a nice fact and everything, but Jesus, everyone must have had lung cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, so J.P. Morgan, he financed a ton of Tesla stuff, including this big tower that was to be used, called Wardenclyffe, that was to be used for wireless electronic communications.
Mm.
And J.P. Morgan gave him like $150,000, which is essentially all the money in the world back then.
Yeah.
And then Tesla's like, ooh, I spent your money and I didn't finish it.
Tesla's direct current, right?
That's a good question.
DC. And then Edison was alternating current. Is that right?
I believe you are correct, yes.
And then Edison electrocuted an elephant using Tesla's current to prove how dangerous it was, which wasn't true. Also, yeah, and then in the meantime, you fucking killed an elephant, you dick.
Oh, he killed goats. He killed dogs. Like, Edison was a lunatic.
Yeah.
But Tesla was in love with a pigeon toward the end of his life.
Aww.
He just fell so hard in love with a pigeon, he just started losing his mind.
That's
sweet. He died pretty penniless. But J.P. Morgan pulled out finally. He was like, sorry, bro. I think he sent a telegraph that just said, toot, 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 toot. Sorry, bro.
And then... I'm going to tell a story about...
alternating current.
Okay.
Alternating current... High voltage, high frequency power experiments.
Is Edison's or
this is Tesla?
Tesla, alternating current.
I should have known that off the top of my head.
Well, we had two guesses and I guessed wrong. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a story about nose boners. Okay,
yeah.
So when we had Milana on the podcast and she told us about her thing that she learned was that you can get when you have a runny nose, it's a nose boner. Because your blood is flowing to your nose. So we got an email after this from Brooke Cungies. I'm going to give her a shout out because this is such a good email.
What kind of name is Cungies?
Her Instagram is, are you ready for this?
No.
The Bearded Clam. Brooke, come on.
That is descriptive.
Brooke. Okay, but she's funny. Here's what she said. An administrator at my high school was asked to leave after it was found out he was being blackmailed by his assistant for finding sneeze porn on his computer. Remember, we were like, that's someone's into
Dad.
Someone is into everything.
Dad.
He was paying her to stay quiet, but then it came and they found. But then IT came and they found it. I distinctly remember once a friend of mine sneezing in the hallway and he popped out of nowhere and said, bless you. Finding out he was into sneeze porn. Yes, I know. What the fuck is sneeze porn? It makes sense. The more you know. And then she said, don't Google sneeze porn.
You guys, don't Google it. Don't.
Thank you, Brooke, the bearded clam.
Google it.
That's a good story.
Also, don't Google bearded clams.
Don't.
Don't do
that. But do email us your funny stories. Allie in Georgia.
Yeah, you can do that.
At Gmail.
Did you learn anything personal this week? Anything about Georgia Hardstark?
Well.
How are your guts? Let's talk about your guts.
Don't know about my guts yet. I've been lowering my medication.
Which medication?
My, like, anti-anxiety, anti-depression medication.
Your Viagra?
My Viagra.
No, wait.
It's been lowering.
Which one are you lowering?
Both.
And how's it going?
Fine so far, because I'm taking supplements. You guys, go to a psychiatrist. Don't do this at home.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to just, like, up and be like, bye, dog, to your medications.
Well, it turns out Lexapro has been putting a wall of... in front of my emotions this whole time, and the reason I'm like cool with breakups and like don't need to like, and I'm like, okay, that I'll move on, is because I have no emotions because Lexapro has like put them in a ball.
I read that antidepressants can inhibit like really falling in love and really giving a shit about a breakup.
I would love to give a shit again.
Really?
Because when I started taking it, it was because I was losing my mind over a breakup, and I was like, I don't want to feel this shit anymore.
Right.
Remember, my ex started dating our friend's erotic third.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I lost my mind. And I was like, please put me on something.
Let's back up here. Okay. So your ex lived in a duplex and there was a married couple who had an erotic third.
And they were like a couple friend of ours. I'd known them for years. And I always said to them, I don't think your erotic third is cool. They were like obsessed with her. And I was like, she's kind of a dick.
BT Dubs, San Francisco.
San Francisco. And they thought I was a dick for not liking her and being like, I don't trust that girl. And then and then we broke up and he started dating her. And the girl, the married couple was like, sorry, you were right. I'm sorry I was mean to you.
I was going to say, what the girl in the married couple do? But I guess she's like, I'm also already have a husband.
I know,
so
right?
I'm good.
Yeah. I think they were pretty pissed.
So did they still live in the duplex?
No. They're all still friends, but it took a while.
Is he still, he's not still with the erotic?
No.
Okay.
No,
what happened to her?
I don't know. I don't care.
In what jar is her brain?
I know, right? I don't know. God bless them all. He's still a friend of mine. I just think it's funny.
Did you get a spidey sense about her?
Yes, and I was right.
Where do you think that spidey sense about a person comes from? Do you think it's a lack of genuineness? Like, are you more likely to trust someone who's like, bleh, bleh, I'm going to fuck your boyfriend? Or someone who's like, hi, so good to meet you.
Well, it's not like I'm going to trust either, but I like having all the information of a human. Like, I want all of your information so I can make a judgment call based on that. Like, I don't want to, if you're going to fuck my boyfriend, either you tell me or you don't, I'm still not going to like you.
Right. But she boned him after you guys broke up. But then you were like, the whole time we sat with you guys and had egg McMuffins and watched TV, you were eyeing my man.
Egg McMuffins? And watched TV?
I meant to say Eggs Benedict.
Still, why would we be sitting around the TV eating Eggs Benedict?
Listen, I meant to say Eggs Benedict, like you guys went out to a nice brunch.
Okay, but then we were sitting around the TV and I don't get it.
And then I said Egg McMuffins and then I was like, in what situation?
Like, why are we up before 10:30 eating Egg McMuffins and watching TV together? Why is that happening right now?
I don't know, dude.
Allie, what kind of love? Have you ever been on a date before? Have you ever hung out with people before?
Yeah, I just ate a chalupa. I ate a breakfast chalupa and went to a matinee. Amazing.
And we're sitting around watching The Twilight Zone, eating Egg McMuffins, as you do.
You know what? I'm hungry, dude.
I'm hungry, too. If you could eat anything right now.
If I could eat anything, it'd be, quite frankly, it would be an egg.
Clearly. Clearly.
I don't know. I've been trying to not eat a lot of... This is another thing I learned is about an anti-inflammatory diet.
Hmm.
My sister has been having migraines for like a couple of decades. Mm-hmm. Just debilitating.
Sucks.
And so she went to a doctor who's like, put her on an anti-inflammatory diet. And she's like, cool. So I can essentially eat eggs and spinach and go fuck yourself.
It's like eat like you live in Los Angeles.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Oh. She said, I was like, maybe I'll try this diet for solidarity because that sounds hard. And also, it's pool party season. And she sent me what she can eat. And I was like, this is
what I eat.
This is called pilot season. This is called Los Angeles.
What
exactly.
What can she eat? Anti-inflammatory diet. How is it helpful? Because your brain isn't inflamed?
Poor Dustin. Dustin's coughing up a lung over there. It's an anti-inflammatory diet, which means don't eat American food, dipshits.
Oh. Don't eat processed bullshit.
Don't eat pasta and bread and a bunch of, I think even...
Okay, but what do you do when you're hungover? You don't drink either, probably, right?
Guess what drinking is? Inflammatory. What do you do when you're on, like, a meth bender? How do you eat a calzone?
What do you do when you're on a morning date with your couple friend? What do you guys eat if you can't eat McMuffins? Like, what do you eat on a morning date?
You freeze time like Evie in Out of This World. It's an old reference. And then you just split. But no, it's essentially, I was like, this is just what we call eating clean, but what other people call torture.
All right, we'll try it. Right?
But I'm kind of trying it. Essentially, it's what I eat when I want my pants to zip.
Yeah, you're good at that.
It's just meat, vegetables, a lot of eggs and egg whites. And
I bought a dress, like a really beautiful vintage dress the other day that couldn't zip all the way. Then I was like, I know that if I don't have a beer for a week, this will fit.
I know.
Normally I don't buy shit that doesn't fit me because it's stupid. But I was like, this will fucking zip. And if Allie zipped it, because everyone else is scared to do a side zip, but you know how to zip.
Oh, no,
shit,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I might have that zipper bite into your flesh, but
it's okay.
Whatever. You just keep rolling.
I know.
You pop the skin out and you're good to go. I have to buy some dresses for the Emmys.
I mean, Allie's going to the Emmys, you guys.
I get to go to, they're the daytime Emmys. We just, let's
That's
calm
the
down.
Best Emmys there is.
Let's calm down. But the science show I work on, Innovation Nation,
yay,
was nominated for 3 of them. And
what's
I get
the third?
To go.
Editing,
writing, and like the daytime Emmys are like best special program for a children's that's also good.
Well, writing is like kind of you though, right? Because you don't.
No, I don't get the writer's credit on it.
You make up your words as you go along.
I write them with my face.
That's harder than writing.
I don't think I get a writing credit.
Fuck that.
But I get to get a dress.
I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to see what your dress is going to be.
I don't know. You got to come and help me find something.
I would. You know, that's my life is shopping. I'm obsessed.
It's got to go to the floor. My whole thing is like, we have a couple friends who are like, you know where you should try is you should go to Bloomingdale's or whatever. And
that.
I was like, you guys, I'm not going to buy a new dress.
And B, you're not a fucking basic bitch. Like, what if you get there and someone else is wearing your dress? You know when that won't happen? If you wear vintage dresses.
I would never just roll up in some dress. It was like $600.
Off the rack.
No, I'm going to find something that the person who owned it before me is dead.
They're absolutely dead. Maybe they got probably sexually harassed in it.
Hopefully.
Got groped by like their drunk boss at the whatever Christmas party it was.
They got sneezed on.
They got sneezed on for sure. There's totally going to be like old
I want my
viruses.
I'm only wearing a dress if it's haunted. And it has a tiny sherry stain on the head.
We asked for haunted stories from you guys just now. And you know who I want to give a shout out to is the dude who fucking bought us both. I think the thing I loved once was Skylight Books, right?
Yes. No, and it was Killing a Benjamin. We were could spend $100 and some rando angel man.
I'm going to say his name. Can I say his name? Do you
think
he wants us to say his name?
Some random angel.
He kept being like, hey, there's something for you guys at the front desk at Skylight.
And we had no idea.
What are you talking about? And so I went there the other day.
Did you think it was a Scientology pamphlet?
I didn't know what it was. And I was like, hi, I think there's something up here for me. And she's like, what is it? And I'm like, I have no idea. And so they had to call the other store and they had to be like, hey, what's the? And they're like, oh yeah, we have something. Come over here.
What?
So I walked over there. This guy hands me a fucking $50 gift card to my our favorite bookstore, our neighborhood bookstore, Skylight Books.
Nice.
His name's Randy Denton and he's a sweet angel. Thank you so much, Randy.
He knew that we would, if we could blow some cash, we would do it at Skylight Books. That is so exciting.
When I almost heard it, and I was like, the guy was like, here you go. And I'm like, are you seeing? Like, I was flipping out. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, and it says on the card, like, I love your podcast, blah, blah, blah. So I was like,
good.
This is crazy.
What an everyday Oprah.
I know.
He is.
Like, shit like this is
you guys,
doesn't happen.
That really moves us.
It was
free
what stuff
can we do
moves
for you.
Us.
What are some other things that you love, Georgia? Or do you want to talk about any hates?
Well, the thing I hate is those purple fucking flowers that I parked underneath last night that get stuck to your car in LA during spring.
Those are called jacarandas.
Right.
And they smell like urine.
They smell like urine. Do you know that I thought there was urine in my house once when I moved to my new place? I thought the cat was peeing everywhere. And then I realized there was one of those bushes outside of my house.
Fucking shit. They look gorgeous. They are the best. They look wonderful if you want to Instagram them
right from
below. But guess what? Your car is sticky and it smells like a train station.
I'm going to get my car washed after this.
My car is the filthiest. It's to the point where it's like, do you live in this? And I'm like, no, actually. Like, the interior's fine. Oh, I did go to JP Morgan the other day.
All right.
Speaking of JP Morgan, I had to open a SEP IRA, self-employed person's IRA.
You guys, get your finances in order.
Get your finances in order, you guys.
Open a do you guys know that there's a high yield savings account? So while your fucking money is chilling out in fucking Chase, not making any money, your money could be in a like 0.9%.
Right. Checking but even if you're living paycheck to paycheck,
yeah.
The one thing that you're like, oh, I'm always broke, like, and you're like, I don't want to deal with it. It's too scary because money's scary. Money sucks, which money does suck and money is scary. However, use like mint.com or use like a tracking and you can see where you're spending all your money and you can figure out why you're broke.
But some people don't want to do that.
No, you have to do it.
I know.
You can't hide from the truth.
5 years ago and a couple times in between, was living paycheck to paycheck. It's fucking scary to like.
No, I know, but you know why you're living paycheck to paycheck?
I know.
It's probably because you're not budgeting it well.
Right.
Also, you're like
a fucking sweet tits job on TV.
Hey. You wouldn't have that sweet tits job if you didn't have such sweet tits.
That's not true. No, they're pretty
great. We are not hired for
my tits are pretty great.
But if you're like, oh, I'm always broke all the time. If you actually sat down and you were like, oh, holy shit, I spend $1,200 a month on fast food and whiskey.
Yeah.
And I went to Forever 21 how many times this month? Like, you can control this shit.
The food
money
and drink
does not
thing,
have to control you.
The food and drink. Like, I don't go out and, like, for a drink on a Tuesday night and not spend at least $60. And I do it a few times a week.
That's a gift card at Sky. That's like, but that's the thing is, like, everything. I think people are so afraid afraid to track their own spending because they're like, there's like a shame to it. But but once you do, you're like, oh, I'm in control of this. I can actually decide to skip everyone's birthday party and save a bunch of money. I spend so much money in gifts.
You
I feel
do
like.
Because you're a good person and I'm a dick.
Dude, I've got like 4 birthdays this week, 2 baby showers.
Fuck that. That's why just whenever someone's going to have a baby, I stop being friends with them. You should try it. It's pretty great. My sister's pregnant, you guys. I don't think I'm supposed to say that. My sister's pregnant.
Holy shit.
Because her name is Lee. And she's getting married in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about it.
You got to get a gift. You have to get a gift for that.
I clearly
one.
Have to get her a gift. I think my gift is that I'm paying for my parents to fly across the country because they can't afford
Baller.
It to New Orleans.
Baller move.
What if I upgraded my mom to first class? I don't think she's ever been in first class before.
Your mom would not shut up the whole flight. She would be so excited.
Oh, George! And she'd be shit-faced by the end of it on free champagne.
There's so much free Chardonnay.
They'd come
happens.
Back like, ma'am, can you collect your mother, please? She's
on the flight
sexually home. Assaulting passengers.
Like a wonderful flight attendant. She's just goosing everyone.
Can I tell what she told me about the car accident? Or is that super inappropriate?
I think you can. You learned it this week.
Okay, I learned this thing about my mom this week. The good thing about mom that I can talk shit about her is that she doesn't have the same last name as me. So it's not like you can Google my mom.
Right.
Is this wrong? You're eyeing me.
It's a fantastic revelation.
Okay. So it turns out when I was like under 3, we were in a pretty bad car accident.
What kind of car?
Like a station. Oh, no, it was a VW something or other. Carmen Ghia.
What?
I know.
You can't put kids in a Carmen Ghia. That thing's a shoebox.
Apparently you can. And I have my brother who's like under 5 in the fucking car seat. Or not a car seat, in the front seat. This is the 80s, you guys. It's
That's
great.
A sports car.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Got in a car accident. It was their fault. We were all pretty fucked up. Got $10,000.
Yay.
Used $5,000 of it to pay off debt. Used the other $5,000 for my mom to get a boob job.
Oh, mom.
You guys, I just outed my mom. She is going to never speak to me again.
Does she listen?
Please, you guys, no one tell my mom I told you this. Okay?
She got in a car accident.
Keep in mind, we're poor. Like, we grew up poor.
Like, you went to the food bank to get cans of peaches,
They
correct?
Divorced, like, 2 years later, partly because of money.
And
it's
they
not
got,
like we were wealthy.
They got a ginormous windfall.
Which they should have gotten a little more than that.
For 10 grand?
10 grand for you, like, making, yeah, anyways.
Your brother's forehead
dented the car.
The dashboard.
And my mom broke 3 ribs. And she was like, when you're fixing these ribs, can you also shove 2 saline implants into my chest, please?
And you just found this out.
Well, I knew she had a boob job. And I was always like, okay, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it matters that women get boob jobs. My mom, you know, had tiny titties and then breastfed 3 kids in 5 years. Right. Like, fine, get a boob job. It's totally fine.
What happens? Do they turn into just Ziplocs?
They turn into like...
empty Ziplocs?
Someone email us and tell us what happens to your... Do you ever look at photos of women that are like, here's my post-baby body. Fuck you. Like, this is what it looks like.
Right.
So it's great. Own it. Send us photos of it. But...
sure.
Fine, get a boob job. I don't care.
Don't spend all the money you could use for savings and
right.
like college accounts.
There was none of those.
Or like investments.
Not that I went to college, but my siblings did.
Like,
is that insane?
I think that
she needed mint.com.
She could have used mint.com. I think that parents, I think the boomer generation came from, they were in such a topsy-turvy place.
Literally topsy.
Like, well, yes, top heavy, turvy. But they were like, their parents were like, listen, I work at the factory, you raise the kids. And then the 70s happened, and then everything was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
All the women were like, why aren't I married to someone rich? What, I have to work now, but I'm also feeling empowered.
Yeah.
But they were still bitter, and I feel like they just made some poor, my parents made some shit investments.
Mine are still doing it.
I don't know, do you believe that that adage of like, round parents, square babies. Like, if you have crazy... my parents weren't hippies or anything, but, like, if you're... whatever your parents did, you're like, well, I'm not doing that.
No, I think it's just... yeah, I think you just see the amount of risk they take. and you weigh it and you decide what percentage, like what works and what doesn't for them. And then you, hopefully you're smart enough to do this, but.
So what have we learned? We've learned take control of your finances, mm-hmm, you guys. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your money.
Mm-hmm. Put the boob job on credit. No, I'm just kidding.
You get someone else to pay for it. Get a podcast and have someone buy you a boob job.
Let's say we're our favorite boob job places in town and we'll both get one. We'll both get one. Buy us a boob job and we'll both get one boob.
I'm like, I wasted it. I put it on my back.
That'll be funny. It's really funny. But I also have a boob.
I'm the only one that can't see it. I'm pissed.
When someone slow dances with me, they can feel me up.
Okay, what are some other things that you love?
Things that I love.
Also, when is anyone going to slow dance with me?
Never. I mean, why would anyone slow dance?
No one wants to slow dance with me.
I love pedicures. Getting a pedicure.
Nice. Do you have a place that you go? You like?
Yeah, the place you'll never go to again.
Oh,
Nail to toe rescue.
Why'd you have to say that?
What? I don't want to talk about it. Nail to toe rescue. You don't talk about it. Come on. People just wrote the most amazing, sweet iTunes comments about how real we are and how like we're just, I love it. A lot of comments are like, I love that you guys are just like fuck ups and you love it, but like you're still great. So like, they kind of love our grossness.
We have a great nail salon place called Nail to Toe Rescue. It's great. It's in
Silver Lake.
Silver Lake. It's fantastic.
Buy a scripture.
No, don't buy me one. I went there once and had all I'm going to say is a very uncomfortable and awkward bikini wax.
They were judgy at you.
I'm just saying, I didn't know
protocol.
Listen, I didn't know where to tell them what to take off. What? That's all I'm going to say.
Protocol.
I will also say that I was so nervous during it that I was like, there was like an outline of my sweaty body on the paper.
Just, okay, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
So you won't go back there. And I think I got the girl. I think the girl who did my pedicure was the girl who gave you your bikini wax. I won't even shop at the Gilsons next door.
Are you serious?
I don't
care. Remember
just
you?
Just in case I see her at the salad bar, because I'm just like, it was the most. That's all I'll say. Anyway, continue.
That's all.
So you love a pedicure?
Sure.
What do I love?
What do you love?
One of my favorite things to do is to break an Instagram account here of animal Instagram accounts.
Break an
Instagram. I like to get people in on the ground floor.
Oh,
Pompous Albert exploded.
Yeah.
Pompous Albert's that really upset looking
cat. I know
cat.
Who he is.
I don't think it's us, but I like to tell you guys that
I think there's a couple that we've done.
I like to just say that I'm my finger's on the pulse and I know what's gonna blow up next. And the next thing that's gonna blow up, get up in this.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Everyone?
Sacco sorry. And you're like, I don't even know what that is. I think it's Japanese. It's S A C C O _ sorry. Like, okay. Sorry, this is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Sacco, S A C C O _ sorry. Sacco. Are you up in that?
Okay, I'm here.
And what do you think?
Oh my God, who is this guy? Who is this boy? Who is this good boy right here? Oh, he's got masks on. Look at this good boy. Is that a Mexican? What are they called?
Okay. So this is a Chinese crested dog.
Chinese crested. Look at this angel.
And it has the fucking craziest werewolf Fonzie hair. And he walks on his hind legs. Oh. You guys, how many followers?
There are, let's see right now, there are 16,000.
Okay, so he's doing all right. But this is one of those dogs. And there's two of them. They're Chinese crested. Their bodies are naked. They walk on their hind legs like no big deal.
Oh my God.
And they have this crazy weird werewolf pompadour.
They're hugging.
It's going to destroy your shit.
This is and the photographer is beautiful. What's Sacco, the one I just had you follow? Can you shout her out too? There's this one. This woman works. She's like 18 and she works in a wildlife.
Right.
A bird rescue wildlife thing. And she's like gorgeous. And
yeah,
she's like,
gorge.
Here's this beautiful bird. And you're like, you're fucking beautiful too.
Yeah. She's.
And she just puts videos up of the birds, these like hawks that they're saving and like ravens. Yes, ravens. Like
owls. Owlets.
And just like videos of them.
Get up in it. Her name is Python Page, PAIGE. Python Page. Look it up. She's just like, oh, me? Yeah, that's a fucking bald eagle on my shoulder.
Yeah. And also, I'm beautiful.
Yeah. And there's incredible. Like, it's mostly glorious pictures and videos of birds. And then you can be a creeper and be like,
oh, she's really nice looking.
And they're like, and she's like this beautiful person who's like, I've dedicated my life to saving things.
To saving birds of prey.
Yeah. I could be a model, but yeah. I'm going to be not a piece of shit. Yeah.
She's like, I could be wearing an American Apparel high-rise brief right now on a billboard, but instead, I'm sorry, I'm conserving some Osprey.
And I think she babysits an emu baby all the time.
Shut up.
It's like, she needs to take on this emu. And she also is like really into snakes and stuff.
What is life? Python Paige, get up in it. You know what another great Instagram I'm going to shout out? This is more me than you. Okay, I'll do one that's both of us. Jess Rona Grooming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We follow the
JessRona Grooming. It is a local groomer, and she grooms. The thing is she grooms all these dogs, and she has these great before and after shots and fucking hilarious bath time shots. But also, you're like, wait, who's weird scruffy dog named Janet? Oh, that's Brett Gelman's dog.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Jackie Michelle Johnson's Chooch.
Yeah.
It's like all these famous comedians take their dogs. Yeah.
And she has this video series called, what is it called? It's like this video series of her grooming a dog, like cutting its face, like very Edward Scissorhands-esque. But the dogs are falling asleep while she's doing it.
Get in it. Jess Rona Grooming.
Rona,
R-O-N-A.
Okay.
J-E-S-S-R-O-N-A Grooming. Also, I love Cabin Love, which is like a play on Cab in Love. C-A-B-I-N, Love, Cabin Love. And it's just cabin porn. It's just the most gorgeous pictures of fucking cabins you've ever seen. And every time you see it, you're like, why am I not alive in this cabin right now? Also, can I tell you another thing I love?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get real on you.
Go.
Snake in the drain.
What's that?
It sounds like a sex move. But really, it's when you put something down your shower drain and you pull out something the size of a rat.
I love that. Is there a thing?
Oh, I don't think that there's a hashtag.
I bet there's porn of it.
I have almost Instagrammed things that have come out of
snake in a drain, and it was like an Instagram and you could follow it and just show you people pulling shit out of their drains.
You know how people like to watch like videos of blackheads getting squeezed?
Me. I fucking love that. I sat there one afternoon and just watched zits getting popped on YouTube. I am a disgusting human being.
Oh no.
Plucking hairs. Oh god, I love it. It's like, oh, it's so zen.
It's so cathartic.
There's some blackheads on there, man, that you're just like,
I can't, you know. Can you, the thing about Google Plus is that now that it's like all of your ads are going to be like, we hear you like a pus, and it's like everything's going to be like targeted marketing.
We hear that you probably have a restraining order against you.
Sickmotherfuckers.com. Register here. But snaking the drain is like, because I have long, thick buffalo fucking hair.
Yeah.
And I will clog a drain in a shower in like 2 weeks.
Me too.
Actually, I feel like it's seasonal. I feel like every spring, my shower tends to drain slower than it should. And then I have this little device I bought for $9.
What is it?
I bought it in the As Seen on TV section.
I always use a wire hanger.
No, I got something better.
What did you get?
It's okay. I will show you, but it's a long black wire that's coated in plastic.
Oh.
And then there's a little pad about the size of a postage stamp that's like the craziest Velcro ever. You shove that thing down the drain, and then you give it a twist or two, and then you're like, I caught a lunker, and it's like you went salmon fishing.
That is disgusting and awesome, and I love it.
You feel a tug, and then the thing comes out of your drain.
And honestly, you just have like so much relief.
This the size of a rat.
That's disgusting. I love it.
And I'm like, I have a microscope, and I really wanted to swab it.
Oh, the hair and the skin.
I know. I wanted to swab it. I didn't
do it. Gross.
And don't ask me what it smells like.
It smells like shampoo, right?
It smells like hair dye for me because I dye my hair so much. But yeah, anyway, so you can buy these things at hardware stores, and if you have a slow drain, don't use Drano, you guys.
Don't use Drano.
It doesn't work, and you will kill your pipes.
And also, just use white vinegar and hot water, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like Pinterest has brainwashed us into thinking that white vinegar solves every... Like
it does, dude.
I feel it's like, can't ask your boss for a raise? Try white vinegar. And you're like, fuck you, Pinterest.
Coconut oil and white vinegar will get your boss to give you a raise.
I can't handle it. Anyway, snake that drain. You guys could tweet at us photos of your drain, but don't.
But do.
But don't.
But don't. You guys, it's so gross. Don't do that.
Another thing I really like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a major shout out that both of us are going to be like, we are getting paid $0 for it, but we are both devotees. Oh, we should say what we hate.
Let's save
a couple loves. Did we say what we hate?
What's
one thing that you hate?
I said those trees.
Oh yeah, those jacarandas.
But what else do I hate?
This is the dumbest thing ever.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate LA DJs, like on mainstream radio stations, because they have this weird, like, hey, we're coming at ya. And like, we're going to be down at Coachella. If you see us, like
give us a shout out.
Give us a shout.
Tweet at us and Instagram us and go on the interwebs. They always like say a thing like,
but what's that?
Twitter
voice?
At us.
What's that? Hey. What is that?
There's people in life who are like that. They live in Venice Beach,
no.
I swear.
No, they don't sound like that. It's a weird, exaggerated cartoon of the douchiest douche in Venice.
I don't know.
Hey. Like, I'm like, you know how when you listen to old recordings, and let me tell you something about World War II balloons.
They didn't really talk like that. They just exaggerate. They did just exaggerate it for the radio and TV.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what a World War II balloon is.
Look, I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, it went right past me, and now I'm going to make fun of you about it.
I'm sorry.
World War II balloons. They're full of cocaine. You shove them up your ass, and you get on a...
I meant to say dirigibles, but I couldn't... Anyway.
Any who's old, but it's... LA DJs, what are you doing?
Enough.
What are you doing?
Enough. And also, female DJs don't sound like douchey surfers, but they always sound like your older sister's friend who drinks too much wine.
They do.
And they're always like, you know what? Like, does anyone here need sunscreen?
They're always like, hey, we'll be at Coachella. Check us out.
They always giggle after things they say because there's no one to react to them. But they do a little... And it's creepy. So uncomfortable.
All right.
And I just miss Indie 103.1 that used to be an awesome station, and now it's dead, but it's on the internet. But I don't know who owns it.
Anyways, 88.5.
Okay, do we want to end with one more love?
Oh, God. Do I love anything anymore? I mean, am I just an empty vessel that has no love for anything anymore? Or is that the Lexapro talking?
How's the Lexapro? Georgia's starting to feel things again.
Hey-o.
How low do you go, by the way? How low are you going to go? Like, what's your goal?
I would like to get off Lexapro. But I don't need to get off everything.
But then beyond. But you were on Wellbutrin for a while.
Yeah, I'm fine with like Wellbutrin or like some kind of like stabilizing guy. Right. I just don't need the like.
Deadens your emotions.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in a place in my life where I need that. I would love to feel the highs.
And the lows.
And be able to experience them, understanding what the lows are.
Welcome to the human condition.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you an informational packet.
And
it's just
going to
be like, turn around, go back. It hurts.
Don't do it. It's the worst. Oh, God.
It's pretty painful.
I know.
I have to say, it is funny because whenever I go through a breakup and I'm a mess, you're always just like, fucking move on. And I'm like, is your sad that done? I have a really hard time moving on from things.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I'm so sad to have someone so close in your face and you love them. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, but it's not going to work out. And then you're like, what, I just stop. You just go away.
I still feel like, even if I'm not on Lexapro, I'm still like,
yeah.
Because you know why? There's someone else there who's going to be even better.
There's
in your
not
face.
Somebody else there, though.
There's going to be someone else.
Have you been on Tinder?
No.
Girl's
thank God.
Rough. I cannot tell you how many, and I haven't been on Tinder in a bit, but I let you swipe some dudes.
That was fun.
And Georgia swiped.
For Allie, not for me.
I was like, Georgia, swipe. Just go ahead and swipe a dude. And then you picked someone that I made out with in film school. And I was like, oh, shit, girl.
Yeah, sorry.
It's cool.
All this right. One thing you love. Let's end this shit.
Okay. One thing I love. I think I really like. Oh, okay. I feel like it's all products, though.
It's okay.
I don't want to shout out too many. You know what I love? We did this yesterday, you and me. We went to the mall and I drank a coffee and it was dope. It was a Wednesday afternoon.
Outdoor mall.
I had to go to the mall to pick up some presents for my niece. And you happened to be at the mall at the Americana. I was like, bitch, I'm here also.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Yeah. And then we just walked around. My other friend, Daylin, she's like, I'm shopping for birthday presents too. I was like, meet me. We just had a day at the mall.
Went to Sephora. Daylin suggested a really great concealer for me, which I would not have found on my own.
I know. But remember when we used to have jobs?
No, it's so funny.
I know. I mean,
we're so lucky.
I know. Well, we work our asses off. We're on hiatus right now.
We're so lucky that we get to work our asses off.
I know. Like, right? We got a meeting after this.
Right.
But still, iced coffee at a mall. Okay.
The thing I love is something that Dustin introduced me to.
Monster energy drinks.
The hashtag is...
Sadness.
Time is a flat circus. And it's not very, like, relevant because True Detective happened a while ago.
Right.
But time is a flat circus. Time is a flat circle is the whole thing from True Detective. Time is a flat circus is circus... What are they called? Family circus cartoons with the caption is something from True Detective. So here's one of him, a little boy talking to his grandma. It says, death created time to grow the things that it would kill. The little boy's name. So Time is a Flat Circus.
God, that's so great.
It's pretty fucking hilarious.
That's so great. I love it when people...
I know.
I love it when Family Circus gets called to the carpet because it's garbage, but it's also is a great meme. But I also, in general, love creepy quotes said by children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know those things and like creepy shit that my kids have said?
Yes.
And it's like, Mommy, I can
take
see
your skin off of your face and wear it.
I know. I love it. That's okay. That's my final love is when not only True Detective memes, but just in general, when kids say creepy shit that convinces you that they're really a dead soul.
Tweet at us all those places we can find those things.
I know.
We should have that on our show. Kids say creepy things, not like kids say the cutest things. Kids say the creepiest things.
Kids convince you that everyone has demons inside them. Yeah.
Hey, we're working on a show. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah. We're working on a show. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
We might have some live shows coming.
Yeah.
We will let you know.
Allie in Georgia, A-L-I-E, Allie Ward, Georgia Heartstark. Find us all over places.
Yeah. And also, you guys have been leaving some dope-ass reviews, and we read them, and both of us almost started crying.
And I don't even have feelings, and I almost started crying.
I can't even read, but the words are so pretty.
That's true. So keep it I guess on iTunes, you can't just have people give you 5 stars. They also have to like comment on it and stuff to get you up there. And we're getting really high on the comedy podcast list, and it's making me
35.
Happy.
We got written up by Bust and Refinery 29. So
you guys
listen,
thank you.
And text a friend right now and say, hey, do you listen to Slumber Party? Listen to it, and then you can have inside jokes about creepy shit.
Yeah, and we'll love you forever. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Feral Audio.